Now, the rest of the story. Whitey was a typical temperamental Hollywood star, difficult, sometimes impossible to work with, always snapping at production staff, even fellow actors. In the motion picture industry, some secrets are scrupulously kept, but nobody cared who knew what about Whitey, because nobody liked him, not even a little bit. Now, some years ago, he was starring in this picture, and insiders who'd had experience with Whitey said, oh, no, but the producers insisted that nobody else in the world could fill the part. Well, from the start, Whitey behaved as though he knew it, and shooting began, but Whitey would not cooperate, so they shot around him. They shot the scenes first in which he was not, hoping that Whitey would settle down. But Whitey did not settle down, and so producers made a bold, desperate decision. Far as I know, nothing like this had ever happened before. They fired Whitey, but they resolved to hire an unknown who looked exactly like Whitey. I mean an actor with Whitey's appearance in the minutest detail, but without all that temperament. The lookalike actor's name was Bruce. He was crash course prepared for this unique role. Producers kept him in seclusion, kept him under guard, in fact, so the reporters would not suspect what was going on. There was one breach of this tight security. A reporter from the Christian Science Monitor sneaked onto the set where Bruce had been sequestered and did take one photograph. Well, in the first place, Bruce was such a dead ringer for Whitey that the picture of this remarkable lookalike stand-in was of little value anyway. And yet the guard who had been hired to keep outsiders away, that guard was dismissed on the spot. While Bruce continued to be coached for his part, the director kept shooting around those scenes for which he was needed. Producers did not even want to meet Bruce until he had been thoroughly prepared. But as the days passed, they grew nervous. We need him on the set and ready by Monday, they kept telling their staff, and their staff, also nervous but confident, assured everybody that Bruce would be ready. Well, he was, but he wasn't. His looks were no problem, although his makeup kept coming off. But remember, Bruce had never appeared in a motion picture before. This was his, what do you call it, debut? And everybody wondered deep down, would he come through? And in some ways, Bruce proved just about as temperamental as Whitey had been, even more so at times. Soon the crew began calling Bruce names under their breath. But Bruce never meant any harm, and although he often flat-out refused to cooperate with the director, he eventually did what he had to do, and the movie was a smash. It really was a smashing success. Had Bruce not performed on cue when the chips were down, the gifted, young, yet still unknown director of that motion picture would have had to wait another day for you to discover him. But he, Steven Spielberg, became famous for directing Bruce, the stand-in who became a star. For Whitey, remember, was the real thing, the seemingly irreplaceable flesh-and-blood villain who proved uncoachable and untrainable. Even though some footage of him was kept in the movie, producers eventually had to summon a stand-in, whom they named Bruce, a mechanical version of the original star. And the original star was an honest-to-goodness Australian great white shark. Of course, you now know that Watershed Water movie as Jaws. Only now, you know the rest of the story.